This week we had Chof Sivan. Some of the Olam might not be so familiar. What is Chof Sivan? I want to share with the Olam a Derech Eitz Chaim from the Ramchal, the Baal Masilas Yesharim. He says the following, that during the Gzeiras Tachtat, and that's what we have Chof Sivan, these are slichas for Chof Sivan, these many that fast on Chof Sivan, it was revealed, it was Nizgala to Rav Shamshon Astapolia, Hashem Yimkom Dami, that was Taka killed in Tachtat, that one of the Milas and the Koyach, the power of Klal Yisrael, is that they were medaktik, that they are medaktik on the mitzvahs Mila, up until the point of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a gewaldige kavod, a schus, and a privilege to hear a shir from a moyel mumcha, not only a moyel mumcha, kipshutai, a kemedrashai, but a Talmud Chacham, who a few over here in the Koilel are gemalit through our Magid Shir now, the Moil, that was is Moise Nefesh to ensure that the Mila, the mitzvah's Mila, blibes Bishle Musa without any changes, and how we got it Midor Lidoyer from the Gedol Yisrael. Harav Reb Yitzchak Fischer Shlita.
Thank you, Reb Nochem, for the words of the Chachm Yisrael in those days about Chof Sivan. It's Chof Aleph Sivan today. It's the yotzat of my grandfather, father of the Shir Shavi Lili Nishmosai. Talk about Hilchas Mila. Everybody's learning Hilchas Mila. I'm sure you learn different mitzvahs as well. You learn other halachas here before that in Koilel and Basa B'cholav or other things. All of us have a shaks with Torah. But nevertheless, when you want to learn Kederes V'Pesach Yishaveru, if you have to kashu kelim and how you kashu kelim, I Baruch Shem have said for Pesach, I don't have to kash anything. You know, it's not negeya to me so much. Mitzvah's Mila is negeya to everybody. And we would say, well, if I have a baby boy, it's negeya. If I have only girls, it's a taka negeya to me. But pshat is, you know, when we wake up every morning and we come to Davin and we get to open up our siddur after we put on talis tefillin and we start davening, we say, La'oli mihe yodom yirei shemayim v'yashke miyoy merebonya elomim lo'ya tzitkoseinu nachnu mapilin tachneinu. Not on our tzitkos, not on our nachayas, not on our strength, not on our nothing. Suddenly we enumerate all the things that we're missing, all the things that we have no value with. Ad kadeyu moysar odom en abheima oyin kakel hovel. We're naught. We're nothing. All of humankind has no value. How can we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam to daven? And then we get the admission card, which lets us in. Or we, you know, today we just say different. What is the password for getting into the portal of davening? Opening up godaven.com. How do I go to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam? What's the password? So the password right after that is Avol Anachnu Amcha B'nei V'Disecho. How do we get to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's because we are a nation, the people of your bris. We all have our bris, even if I didn't actually now do a bris to my child or whatever it is. But this is our password, how we get into the davening. Once we say Avol Anachnu Amcha B'nei V'Disecho, we open up our portal, we're in, and now we can go on to daven. And if you say karbonis, you don't say karbonis, the weiter, alles geht schon weiter, till after Shemin Esra. So being a ben bris, or being somebody who knows a little more about bris, is nageya. The more you know about it, the more you could stand there and say, anachnu amcho b'nei v'disechu. As an aside, I want to say an interesting anecdote from Chassam Sofer in this Loilim Heyodom, V'yashke Miyomar. We know Yom Kippur, but every Shemin Esrei we say Ma'anu Mochayenu Mochasdeinu Matzit Kaseinu. Especially by Ne'ila, you don't say so much Viden, you say this Ma'anachnu Matzit Kaseinu Ma'ishoseinu. Zuktach some Sefer, after fasting 24 hours, standing on your foot, you suddenly feel yourself actually Ma'anachnu Mochayenu. It's not hard to feel it, but coming out of a warm bed in the morning, refreshed, vigorous, ready to start a new day, and be able to say Mo'on Mechayenu, you have to be a big Yerei Shemayim. Lo'olam Yehudam Yerei Shemayim V'yashkem V'yoymer. If you wake up in the morning out of a bed to be able to say Mo'on Mechayenu, that's a gewaldige You need your Vali Yerish mind for that. But Avalanach Domcha B'nei Besechu, Rav Nochum asked me to come and speak a little bit about Mila. I don't know if you want me to speak about halochas. I think I'll just start some of the halochas and we'll go through certain things. Mila is a very interesting thing. We have an obligation to be to mal. What do you have to do? You have to make a bris. Who has to make a bris? We'll talk about it soon, the father. The bris requires certain things. We're obligated to do a bris a certain way. But if I don't do it a certain way, there are six categories. Some are valid, some are not valid, and we'll try to just categorize them, okay? There is the main thing is there's an obligation to do a bris, and there's a method how to do the bris. Certain things, if I do and I do not do them correctly, what I did was totally invalid, and I'm still an oral. Or whoever it is, happened that is just like he was before an oral, he's still an oral. The classic example is what the Mishnah says: mal veloy pora ki ilu loy mal. Mila has comprises two sections. One is called Mila is Chituch. The other one is called Priya. We'll go into details later. And if I only did one part, even though for Yishmol that's enough, and according to most of the Chazal of Avraham Avinu, that was enough, Afal Pikein, and I'm going to say, I'm doing Lachnisa Bevisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Just like the grandfather Avraham Avinu had Chituch. Without Priya, I also do it. The Gemara says clearly in the Mishnah, Mol Veloy Porak Ilu Loy Mol. So I'm obligated to make Chituch and Priya. If I didn't do it, My chituch is totally invalid, and if I did it on Shabbos, I was simply mechalal Shabbos. Not I did a half a mitzvah. The Gemara brings that whole sugya in that there, that when somebody makes chituch without priya, the mila is not valid, and you didn't even start doing a mitzvah. Yeah. Whatever you did is a pure chilul Shabbos. You told a shchita. And you could be chayv skila. That's what it is. So malvalei pora, that's the classic example. Then you have certain things which are mechuyev to do in atoyre, and if I didn't do them in atoyre, the meal is valid. The child is a kosher gemalot. The classic example is the sugya of, I don't know how far you got in halochas, but there's tzitzin hama'akvin and tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. The word tzitzin means, doesn't mean tzitzin, tzitzin means a tag. When there's a little extra skin on a finger, the doctor will call that there's a tag there. The doctors will remove it. Tzitzin are tags of skin on the Torah. Some of them are ma'akev esamila, just like mol veloy pora, and if I left them there, then my whole meal is invalid and child is an oral. And there is tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. There are tags, that small little tags, that are hanging. Min ha'torah ha'mechuyev to take them off. Yet, when I didn't take them off, they don't passel the mila. The mila is valid. The mila is kosher. So the guy walks around all his life. He's allowed to eat truma. He's allowed to eat korban pesach. He knows he's gemalot. He's kosher gemalot. He's fine. He can get aliyahs. Everything is fine. Afal pikein, he's missing something which the Torah says he should do. They didn't do it for him. His mila is kosher. Ain't a makiv. Then you have certain things that min atoyde, it's perfectly kosher, but the Chazal said it's ma'akev. Midrabonin, it's ma'akev. There's a sugya in Chazal called Moshech. Today, unfortunately, Nebuch, I don't know if some of you... I apologize, I'm sorry. There are Nebuch out in the West Coast, especially in San Francisco area. Nebuch, a few Jews that came up with an organization, No Circ, they're against Mila, they're against everything. At Kedei Kach, that they're convincing people who had their circumcision to do something poolless to be uncircumcised again. It's very difficult to do, but the Chazal bring down already in the time of Roim, and in the time of Ben Kazuva, there were a lot of people who were Moshech or Losam, to Moses Esav was Moshech, but there's something. Moshech means that the father took this baby, did a regular bris on him, child is kosher, everything is fine. He becomes an adult. He went off the derech. He's mefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu, and he causes his atorah to be covered by skin from the gid. He pulls it down in a such a way and attaches it to the atorah. Now he is a moshech. That means it's covered. So the Chazal is a machloike. Moshech is oichel betruma min atoyre min the bonin oser, or moshech is oser min atoyre. The Rambam paskins. And Moshech is oichel betrumim in atoyre. That means if somebody went ahead when he's later on and is Moshech or losoi, then the halacha is the rabbanon ma'akev. Min ha'toyre he can eat truma, min ha'toyre he can eat kotshim. He's perfectly gavalid. It's covered now. We'll explain it soon. The basic example of why this is like this, the machloike is mila a mitzvah continuous, or mila is a one-time mitzvah? Meaning, mila is a one-time mitzvah, meaning to say the father does a mitzvah on a child. And we'll put it this way. Reuven had a baby boy, he makes a bris on him. Reuven is an Er Lechayit, took a good moil, made a perfectly kosher bris. The son Nebuch went off to Derech when he became an adult, and the child now goes and he is Moshe Charlosoi. Everybody is Moide, you cannot erase the mitzvah of the father. Will anybody say, just because the son, when he's 25 years old, decided, even if I learn Moshech is Ein Oichel Betrumah Min HaTorah, he's an oral Gomer Min HaTorah. We have a klal in the Gemara, Ein Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, just because he does an Aveira tomorrow, it's not Mechaba the Mitzvah. Except if the mitzvah is that the menorah should be lit in the Beis HaMikdash and he extinguishes the fire, so he is mevatel, the mitzvah be done, not something else. But a person does an aveira later in life is not mevatel a mitzvah that he did before. Avada here, when the father did a mitzvah and the son becomes a moshech later, there's no havamina that the moshech of the son, even if he's an oral min haTorah, is mevatel the mitzvah, as I say, the father. The father was mekayim the mitzvah in Oibin in Himmel, there's no question about it, etc. So what do I mean, moshech is ein oichel? The child is the guy pastled himself min haTorah. When Mashiach will come and will make Korban Pesach, he will not be allowed to eat Korban Pesach or be a part of a chevra of Korban Pesach, even if he becomes frum again, until he fixes that problem that he has. Because that problem that he has invalidates him and makes him an oral again. Or, so why? Because now he's in the matzav of being covered. The Torah, when the Torah says that the orel zocher ashelo yimoil es besar losoi, doesn't mean ashelo yimoil he didn't mala when he was a baby. Even if you're married with a baby, but now it became covered again, then he's an orel min haTorah. We pasken no, but Moshech is only a midrabbanan. So here we have a case where min haTorah the person is perfectly gemalot, min haTorah nothing is ma'akev, but he's ma'akev midrabbanan. Then we have cases where there's certain obligations that the person has to do min haTorah, and even mit derabbanan it's not ma'akev. I'll give you an example. Let's take a classic example. A bris has to be done on the eighth day. The moil is lazy to travel to wherever he has to go. I'm coming tomorrow. You mevatel a mitzvah min haTorah. Yet, when he did the bris the next day, the child is gemalot perfectly kosher. He was mevatel a mitzvah saseh min haTorah, and there's no ikiv midrabbanan on this child. This child is a perfectly kosher gemalot child with all the mitzvahs and everything. They did an aveira, they were mevatel a mitzvah min haTorah, which they were supposed to do, but they didn't do it. But that doesn't take away from his kosher, from his validity, you know, of his mitzvah. Then there are certain things that doesn't have to be done even min haTorah. And it's not even a mitzvah to do min haTorah, but it's a minik toiv that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch already. Well, Shulchan Aruch brings a minik. Classic example is like this. With what can I make a bris? So we know that L'moshel Tzipoyre took a flintstone. Vatikach Tzipoyre Tzoyr, Vatikras Arla's Bana. She used a stone, a flintstone, and with that it was sharp, and she cut off the Arla. So the Chazal say Mefurish, Vakol Molin. You're allowed to mala with everything you're allowed to do. A mitzvah lomel bebarzel. That's the lashon of Rambam, the lashon of Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch as well. It's a mitzvah to use metal. So now I realize, I could use a flintstone, and if I do a flintstone, the child is 100% kosher gemalot. But Chazal tell me, not the Torah says, the Chazal tell me, the Torah says you can use a stone. V'harai Tzipoyre did it. The Chazal tell us somewhere in the Medrash that you should use metal. And the Rambam Paskin to mitzvah min ha-mifcher lomel bebarzel. Barzel is metal, so I can use a scissor or I can use a knife. Both of them are metal. Zok the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the nahagu lomel besakin. Alpha pekein, the minig is to use a knife, not a scissor. So we have three levels. One is perfectly kosher, a flintstone. It's a mitzvah to use metal, and if you learn the preacher explains why is it a mitzvah to use metal. And the story is, the Medrash asks the Kasha if Tzipoyre used a tzoyr. and that was good enough for Moshe Rabbeinu to get away from his Einish, and his child was perfectly kosher gemalit, why do we use now metal? And also in the Haftorah of Pesach, where Yeshua was mal, all the people, when they got it, went over the yard and went into Eretz Yisrael, it says, Asei lecho charvos tzurim, make swords of flintstones. Tzurim, make it from stones. So they obviously used flintstones. So why do we use metal? So the Medrash brings a story that when David HaMelech took the little stones and the pebbles and used it in his slingshot to shoot Goliath, Goliath was covered with a metal shield. That's what he had on his face. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech, whatever he aimed, he hit the forehead of Goliath. Now, a little pebble stone cannot penetrate metal. But as the way the Medrash explains, the Sar Shel Even in Shemayim asked the Sar from Barzel, I would like you to loosen up and let me penetrate you, and I will give you back. And because of that, there'll be a big Kiddush Shem Shemayim, because David HaMelech won over Goliath. And then I will pay you back that from now on, instead of using my little flintstone for making a beast, they're going to use the metal. And Kachavet, the metal gave way and it killed Goliath because it hit his forehead. And the Chazal say, so the Medrash brings down that because of that, it's a mitzvah to pay back for the metal that the metal made. Shacha Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So La'olam Vuret, for thousands of years, it's a mitzvah Lomel Bebarzel. It's a mitzvah to use metal. But that metal, you can use a knife or a scissor. So there is something which is a mitzvah, the metal. The minig that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is to use a knife. That's why most zemels are made from metal. We'll talk in a minute. Then, there's another minig which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but that's a mesoira. The mesoira is not to use a regular knife, just use a double-edged knife. Every sakon shamila is double-edged, has a double-edged blade, and, you know, we don't know the reason for it, but everybody bases it on a chazal. The chazal say, in Masechtas Brochas, kalakoyre krishma al mitosoi, anybody who says krishma at night properly, ki ilu oiches, the Gemara says before that like this, that when a person goes to sleep at night, his neshoma is not active. When the neshama is not active doing mitzvahs or learning Torah, there's always a chashash that the powers of the left, as the Gemara calls them, sitra achra, the other side, have a power over the person because he's not doing anything. And as the Gemara says that shina echad misamach be misa, a person is sleeping is sort of a 60th of being dead. So those koiches come to try to harm the person. However, since the person said Shema al mitosai, and he adds the Psuka derachma, which is brought down, which everyone says in the Siddurim, ki ilu oiches cherev shal shtei piyos biyodoi. He's oiches a cherev that has a two-sided blade, and that's right. So we see that a two-sided blade sort of kills the powers of the left. So the minig became for a mila to use such a knife. Now that's mesoira. Mila very much is a mesoira digger thing that works on mesoira. We know the Chazal tell us a Talmud Chochem has to be boki in three things. Ksav, shchita, mila. Ksav meaning safras, shchita, and mila. And all these three things have one thing very important. The halacha is very dry, but without the Mesoira, you wouldn't know what to do. Sai, Ksav, and Safras Mesoira is very important. And Shchita Mesoira is very important. There's a famous thing when in Rav Shach's time, they started She'eris Hashgacha in Israel. And, you always have the older Shachtim, and you have young, as they call them, whippersnappers, you know, who always find problems with the old people and whatever it is. And there was problem, you know, a few young guys went, and they called the Besdin of Rav Nissim Karelitz, says Besdin, Sheris Besdin, they've got to talk of things that have to be, you've got to rectify what's going on in Shechita. So, okay, they make this meeting. So two of the elder Shachtim come, one is 40 years of Shachit, one is 30 years of Shachit, and two of the young guys come, and the young guy comes, starts for the front of the Besdin, that he wants to say how things should, you know, what it should look like. So Rav Nissim Karelitz looks up and smiles, and he's always bent over, looks up and smiles and says, 1 minute, what it should look like, I'm going to ask the 40-year Shachit. Then you'll tell me what you think you might rectify. But I'm not going to listen to you to hear what it should look like. You listen to the old person. Things that need a Messiah, yes, somebody who is older. Things. So Ksav, Shkita, and Mila. Mila also works with the Messiah. And this, like, this example, Moshe, with the knife, that it has to be Chera Fipiyos, everybody is makpid on it. I wouldn't say everybody. There's some Mehalim who do a bris just with a single-edged blade, a disposable one. But again, the Mila is perfectly kosher. The Mila is even kosher if he doesn't use metal. Allah has come over come, he used metal, and it was a sakin, nohagelum el besakin, but he doesn't do the Masoira part. Sure, the child is 100% kosher, and he has all the Kedusha. They didn't do something which they should do. Maybe it's a chasorin in the moil, but not a chasorin in the child. Meaning to say, certain things, the moil, you know, a child, the Gemara says, Zrizim Magdim in the mitzvahs, and we're going to learn about that probably if we get to it soon. Zrizim Magdim in the mitzvahs, that a bris should be done in the morning. Now, father doesn't want to do it in the morning, because whatever reason it is, it's Memorial Day weekend, and he wants to do it in the afternoon when he can make a barbecue, and the terrorist is, he wants to give fleishig, you know, it's a frum also, you know, so fleishig, I don't want to, you know, and I can't make fleishig in the morning, but in the afternoon, you know, we're anyway minig of our shkunas to make a barbecue, the shkuna gets together, so I'm going to use it for a bar mitzvah. You know, you always have an excuse, like, what do you do for a bar mitzvah? There's a famous tshuva in Noydi B'Yehuda. You know, today it's very easy to be a bechor. I'm not a Bechor, not that the problem, but it's easy to be a Bechor. What do I mean it's easy? Erev Pesach is Gepaska to Shechan Orach, that the Bechorim should fast. All the Bechorim should fast. So, you know, today, very easy. There's every shul there's a Siyim Masechta, every minion there's a Siyim Masechta. If the man learned just one parak, he makes a Siyim Mefilah. So, whatever, but there's a Siyim, and you eat, and it's fasting. It's a Machaya. In the olden days, in the little villages, in the little kehillas, you know, how many people had learned in yeshiva? And if I were somebody learning in yeshiva, how many times did you finish a Masechta? So, Pum Terev Pesach, you know, Shevisa Hastis. So, there was this village or city that had quite a few Bechorim, and they had nobody to make a Siyim. And year in, year out, they had to fast. One year, Purim time, somebody had a baby. The baby was born and had a little fever or something, so he couldn't do the bris. A week later, the baby got better, so he waited another week, so the bris could come out somewhere about Hay Nisan. But the Bechayim went to this young man and said, listen, do us a favor. You know, yeah, the bris is anyway not bizmanoi. You know, an Erev Pesach, you know, we'll help you very much. You don't have to make a suit. I know your wife has already Pesach, like everything. We'll do everything. We'll take care of the suit. Just please do us a favor. Wait to make the bris Erev Pesach. You know, why not? This guy figured this out. I'm going to help a lot of people, you know. So that's easier for me. This will help me. So the Rav went and sent the tshuva to the Noydi B'Yehuda. Are you allowed to do this? The Noydi B'Yehuda is, as you say in Yiddish, get to me, bring coffee. Gives him a psak shenk among you. He says, first of all, whoever paskin for these bechayrim that they have a right to eat by Suda's bris. I told you that. They have no chance to the bris. And if it's a bris shloi bismanoi, avadanisht. And whoever heard of pushing off a bris shloi bismanoi for your pleasure, whatever is absolutely usur, and if they do put an Erev Pesach, I'm telling you, the Bechorim are not allowed to eat. You know. So, you know, I guess that there was no point. The Bechorim wouldn't pay for the bris anymore to get it anyway, not. But that's what they did. So they didn't eat, you know, it was not bad. I mean to say, so what would do if he does make the bris out of Pesach? The child is not going to suffer his Kedusha. His bris was done perfectly fine, everything. The moil, or the father, did an avle, but that avle does not reflect on the child's. So things that are against the minig or Messiah, or the mushal you have in Lomdis, I don't know if you learned the Lomdis part of it, there's a big machloik here, let's say the two children to be mala. There's also a certain minhogim and mila. Let's say in this shul there are two brisim to be made. One is a kohen, one is a Yisrael. So some people have a minig that you give it to a kohen, you mechabed this little child. Ah, you're not mechuyif to be mechabed a kohen who's a cotton gomer. There's no mitzvah. But you know what? Or if some people have the minik, you give it to the one who was born first. Now that's if both of them have a mila bismanoi that day. What is if one is a mila bismanoi and one is a mila shloi bismanoi? Meaning to say, two children, it's Sunday morning, one is today is the eighth day for this child, and one is this 2 weeks old already. However, they couldn't do his bris. Today he's ready for his bris, so he wanted to do his bris. So there's a famous tshuva, the Vara of Rome, who is Machadish, that the Mila Shloi Bismanoi comes before the Mila Bismanoi. Meaning to say, the Mila Shloi Bismanoi, every second the father is over on the mitzvah, so I say, you have to make a bris. So if every second he's over, we have to do him first. The other child, the Gemara says, Kala yom kosher lemila. The meal is kosher all day. Elisha's reason, magdim in the mitzvahs. Because you're a Zoris, you want to be magdim in mitzvahs. So his reason, magdim, does not come before the other person. So, you know, but let's say, according to the Varavram, I didn't do it that way. There's no harm in the child. I didn't harm the child. If the Moldim, listen, the mice I had, you know, we have this case quite often, where somebody, you know, is a milish lab, his man the same. Then he says, I want to be first. I say, if you want to do it 5 minutes after the nates, I'll do it for you first. But don't come to me, the nates is 5:30 in the morning, and you want to make the bris 8 o'clock, but you want to be before the other guy, because if you're makpid on the Dvar of Rome, then every second you have to make it. You daven, shemnesra by nates, at the first opportunity, after shemnesra, you finish davening, you make the bris. That, and then you have a taina, but you can't have a taina if you're not makpid and doing it early in the morning. You know, you want to do it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, it's not shayach. Anyway, so there are certain things that are only done in Mesoira, and because of Mesoira, it has to be done certain ways. Why the Olim doesn't do it? You have a very good question. But the Olim doesn't do it. There is a certain, like in halacha, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, so which comes first? Todah comes first. But if it's not two mitzvahs in front of you, one is a Dvar Rishus, one is a Dvar Mitzvah, then even the Dvar Mitzvah is Todah of the Dvar Rishus. It doesn't come into equation. Meaning to say, if I have two mitzvahs in front of me and I want to do both mitzvahs, then the two mitzvahs are fighting with each other. There's a halacha which comes first. But if I have a Dvar Rishus and a Dvar Mitzvah, they're not fighting. What was I? So then, if I want to do the Dvar Rishus first, I can do it first. Anything, any Dvar Rishus. Now, it comes to our question is, what's a so then there's the Gemara in Zvochim that says, Todr and Mekudesh, which one is first? I have something which is Todr, but I have something which is more Mekudesh than the Todr. And these two want to come at the same time, I should do it. Todr is Koidim or Mekudesh is Koidim? So the small man Domer says, Todr and Mekudesh is Koidim. We know every Daraisa, Kelape Darabonim, is Mekudesh. So Mila is a Daraisa. Charles Mechuiva Mila, father is Bimalim. Tfil is only Darabonim. So Mila, Kelape Davening is Kodesh. So Todr and Mekudesh is Koidim. Why do I not daven first? But we pass it that no, Todr is Koidim, and we do Todr first. So since I Todr and Bris come together, so I do the Todr first, and then I do the Bris. I'm not Mechuyev to daven, only when I daven every day. But if a person davens every day, one second. There are a lot of rabbonim that paskin that if a person davens every day 7 o'clock, he shouldn't daven by his bris minyan 8 o'clock so my friends can come. That you don't have a head to do. But many goyim is not like that. You're asking why? Well, I play the oilim. But in reality, I'm not mechuyif to change my seder of davening. If I daven every day 7 or 7:30. Even if I have a bris to do that day, I don't have to bring my davening early. I could do my davening when I do regular and make the bris after that. The shayla is by mincha also. If we paskin that davening has to come first, so sometimes a bris comes out in the afternoon and you want to make a bris 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you want to daven mincha as well, so mitzad halochi you have to daven mincha first and then make the bris. Except if it gets close to shkia, mincha after the shkia is not a big avera, especially by us. But bris after shkia, nobody does. There's no such thing you should do bris after shkia today. I can relate a story I had of bringing up shkia. In the early days when I used to travel to Russia, I started going to Russia 29 years ago. Towards the end of communism. And it's hard to describe today. Thousands of Yidden were begging for a bris. It was besides whatever ruach from Shemaim came down that these people should be choyze b'tshuva or want to have a bris at least. It was also like socially ashtek to the government. By that time, everybody felt if I can stick it to the communist government, let me do it. So that was part of the thing that pushed them to do something like that. Come join us. Come sit down. Something wrong. Run away. Sorry, look. Okay, so I used to go to Russia. I never knew. I got a visa. So I got a visa for 4 days, 5 days. You know, I just schlep along my own supplies, medical supplies and injectables, everything I took along with me. And I went over there. And, you know, the Bris and Beshtika, we did them in, you know, certain places. But I would do six or eight a day. Each one took about 45 minutes, local anesthetic, stitches, all procedure, working by a 60 or 70 watt bulb. I mean, you know, it's hard to describe how we did that, okay? What type of tables, but whatever, but we did it. I Nisim, how I got my supplies in, it's a different story, but I just want to come to the halacha part. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I allowed myself, the Russian winters are very short. The Nates is 8:30, 8:45, and the Shkia is about 3:20. It doesn't give you much time, and you have about 10 people waiting for a bris, and each one takes 45 minutes. So, well, I'm sorry, I'll do you tomorrow. But I'm leaving, the next time I'm leaving. Guys would cry, please do a bris. Mamish beg, do a bris. But it's here, what should I do? I can't make it. I have no choice. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I should do a bris on them. It's not a valid bris, it's an ishkosher, but he's not an oral anymore. And it makes a shame when I come back another time, or when he'll go to Tetzisrol, he'll know that he has to make a... So on my way home, I went to Tetzisrol, and I figured, let me go in. I had this chus to be able to go into the Velyashev, to go into the Shmuel Vosner. The Shmuel Vosner, I went in more. I was very close there. So I went into the Shmuel Vosner, and I asked him, can I do this? So absolutely not. Absolutely, you don't make chachmas with a person's bris. If you can give him a kosher bris, you do it. You can't make a kosher bris, don't do it. Because first of all, he might think, you know, he'll forget about it. He knows how local he has, how tough his number is. And he'll walk around all his life thinking he had a bris, but he's... Do mila balayla is one of the things that is invalid. It invalidates the bris. The person has a din of an oral. So it was absolutely nothing done. The one thing that it does accomplish is that Rambam paskins that if an oral is taken off the gid, even though the child never had a bris, but he can eat Korban Pesach. So the oral takes away something. So that was my cheshbon. I told Shmuel Vosner, he was very upset with me thinking about that. And he says, absolutely, you don't do that. And I said, but the Roch, I might not get a visa to go back a second time. You know, every time we were scared, it took about 10 days to get, after I applied to the visa, to get my visa back. Did a background check on you, and again, what did you do last time? Whatever the story is. So he said, absolutely not. You don't change halacha because you need to. But he said, when do you start in the morning? I said, by Nates. He said, why you start by Nates? Shech Nochved Gepasket, Ein Molen Achetonet Zachame. Over there, bring to the mall right away. Shas at chak, you'll have to make by Alois. At least 15 minutes after Alois. He says, by Heir HaShachar, you should do it. Start early. He showed me there's a marshal. The marshal says that just like there's certain shas at chaks, it doesn't mean B'David is kosher if he did it. If it's a shas at chak, this is a shas at chak. So I said that certain people didn't, Shkia didn't mean Laila. He says, not by Bris. For bris, it always meant lila. You never did anything after shkia by bris, and don't you dare do it. That was his psak, you know, at that time. So,
what's taka of Shabbos? The old Dr. Rabbeinu taught halacha for Shabbos, erev Shabbos, do halacha after you go to Rabbeinu. Why should bris be different?
Okay, the question is, we don't know the mechaber himself. In Hilchas Shabbos, the mechaber paskens like the Rabbeinu tam. In Hilchas Mila, the mechaber paskens like the goyim. So that in itself, one will know the reason why the Mechaber changed that and all the lumdas that goes with it. When I said, but Lemaisa, let me tell you a very interesting story that I had as a young moil with Satmarov. I had somebody called me up. I should do a bris for his baby. And he, you know, I must have been 25 years old. I'm rather young moil. And he calls up and he says, you know, my baby was born 6 minutes after Shkia, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Bereshis. The bris has to be Erev Shabbos Noyach. Or Erev Shabbos, or Shabbos, or Sunday, what are you paskin? I say, excuse me, I'm 25, I'm not going to paskin this. You happen to be a nephew of your uncle, is the Nitre Rav, was in Monkisko, a Nitre Rav. I say, if your uncle paskins for the family, maybe, you know, if I could live with it, I'll do it. So his uncle answers him, no, I won't paskin the Shilat. So he said, you know what? At that time, the old Satmarov was still alive, but Satmarov had a stroke a few years before that. And he would live in Bell Harbor. Bell Harbor is an island not far from Far Rockaway. It's a long strip, a long beach, Bell Harbor. And and the Satmarov would be there all year, but for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, he would come into Williamsburg. And since it was Shabbos Bereishis, Erev Shabbos Bereishis, Satmarov stayed there till after Shabbos Bereishis, Monday or Tuesday, and then he went back to Bell Harbor. And once he was in Bell Harbor, it was very hard to get into him. So Naturov tells me, you know what, I'm going to go Sunday to Satmarov, and I'll talk to him various different subjects, and I'll see if the Rebbe is fresh. I'll ask him to Shaila. See that the Rebbe is tired, because after a stroke, sometimes he would be very weak and couldn't concentrate. I won't ask the Shaila, we'll see whom we're going to ask. So he calls, comes out, he calls me back Sunday evening, and he says, I went into the Satmarov to the Rebbe, and he was fresh, he was perfectly fresh. And I asked him to Shaila. The baby was born 6 minutes after Shkia, Erev Shabbos. Should we do the bris on Friday? The Rebbe says, no, Sunday. Sunday? So he says, Favuz Zintig. He says, the Rebbe says, I'll say it in Yiddish, but if you don't say it, I'll translate it in a minute. Favuz zinti, Rebbe, was a nuchte shkia. So I said, the Rebbe does like a paskent in the heim. In Europe, the Rebbe paskent the same way that the baby's born after shkia. So the Rebbe knocks onto the table, avada nisht, aber her idne kvarnorik alme. In today's time, people are, that's the way the minig is already, that once the baby is born after shkia, you make the bris on Sunday. And kach, that was the psak that we did on Sunday. People, Satmar Chassidim, didn't want to believe me the story. They had to go and check it and double check it. You know, it's Kenny Zayn. I said, oh, Kenny Zayn. Freig. And they went. The Gabbah said, yeah, this is what the Rebbe did. Naiturov was there, and this was the story. But the Rebbe zetzed on the table, absolutely. In Europe, I didn't paskin this way. In Europe, I paskin that after Shkia, till 20 minutes after Shkia, it's still Friday. But not in America. This is the minig. This is what became here. So, you know, you don't do anything. So I guess it has to do with two things. One, Hilchas Mila, Ma'arachas Shabbos. And second, that this became the minig oilam already. I know that certain Hasidus should play around with a few minutes, but Lemaise, come out everybody. Today there's one Rebbe in Ever Chudavans very late. It's Kolena Rebbe, big tzaddik, and he's very weak. He sometimes davens in the afternoon Shachris. And there's a bris to do. And the Rebbe comes out, I'd say, 20 minutes before Shkia. The Rebbe rushes with the davening. Shemnes is finished 3 minutes before Shkia. The bris is done, but he would not allow the bris to be done after Shkia. He'd cut off his half of his davening. He'll just go fast, but the bris has to be done before Shkia. That's the way it became. There's nobody who's making in this. Anyway, so that was the psak of Shmuel Vosner. I don't know how it came out to when you start asking with Mencha. By the way, interesting, Shmuel Vosner passed me something else. Because if you do it, he says, don't stop. You have to work a whole day, chaperein as much as you can. Don't daven mincha, because oisik v'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. And don't be mat tashlumen. Tashlumen is only when somebody was mechuyev v'mincha, and he couldn't daven, so you have to be mashlim, you're davening. But in your case, you're not mechuyev to daven. So I would daven shachris mamish by Alois, real b'david, daven quite fast. I would do the bris in a whole day. Wouldn't stop, no eating, no lunch, no nothing. I ate like a frumma guy, before Alois, I ate something. It was very easy. 7 o'clock is before Alois. I mean, it wasn't. I don't think that was a tzaddik 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was able to eat 4:30. I was able to eat again. No, it wasn't like we were fasting. But that's the way it was, you know. So after what? you're asking a very good question. What we used to do was, in order to I don't want to describe too much detail, but the Yungalait or the Bukharim or whoever had the bris would get local anesthetic. We would do the bris and we'd have to stitch it up. Stitching takes about 20 minutes each one, you know, to make it nice. You want it to be hidden mist as well, to look good. So when we came close to Shkia, I would take one person, give him a needle, do the bris, and just put a bandage around it, a cotton bandage, and put them on the side, bring the second one and the third one. And as soon as Shkia was, I couldn't do that anymore, and then I took all three, one after the other, and had to sew them up. How long can I let them without sewing? The anesthetics are going to wear off. I can't play around. So Mincha had to be put away after that. Good. No, but yeah, it's good. Good reflect, but that's the way it was. Yeah. So, you know, it didn't help. It was nice. So let's try to learn a few halachas. There's a mitzvah saseh for the father to malan his child. You know, what's Nageya today? We have a min and not mitzvah to the father. We have today certain cases where a young man will come over to the moil and tell the moil, you know, I'd like to cut myself. Let me cut myself. I said, but do you know what? You know? No, but I saw my friend also did it. You put on the shield, you put on the thing. You know, all I have to do is just, you know, it's a chop. That's all I do. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I say, if that's all you do, chop, please don't do it. It's not for you. No, I mean, it really is. It's a mitzvah. You know, it's a gewaltige mitzvah, hey, nahin. So, I'll tell you the story behind it. But first, Dovah Posha, the Gemara says, Av, Tony Rabbonin, Av Chayev, Levnoi, Lelamdoi, Lemoiloi, or Lelamdoi Toire. There's no question that Lelamdoi Toire is the same Chiev, Minatoire, and the Av, as Mila is. Maybe even more than that, because there it says Mufurish Vilimata Moisem as Benechem, that Mila Anida Yalfusa, by Yomalavrom, Sitzke Benoi, Kashit Siva Oise Elekim. But Mufurish it says in the Torah, only Balimeda Torah. Does anybody teach his son his own Torah, or he gives him to good Malamed? I hope he gives him to good Malamed, but that's what we do. Nobody sits. Yeah, we're Mekayim the Mitzvah by learning a little Shnayis with him, learning a little extra with him or something, but we're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah because we know that it's not best for the child to sit, even when a father is a Malamed. In Cheder, he doesn't have his son learn by him. They usually work out to learn another Cheder because it's not very good, not socially good, and it's not good academically as well. So you don't do that. So if you don't do that by Torah, don't do it by Amil also not. That's a push at the Zach. But we had cases, Mushal. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to make a bris, a first bris on Shabbos. Remember, Furish and Mechaba says somebody who never made a bris before is not allowed to make his first bris on Shabbos because maybe you won't be able to finish it because you're going to get too anxious or you might faint or something will happen to you. So it comes up that you made part of the Mila, you didn't finish the whole Mila. Malvaloi Parah, or even when halfway prayer, whatever, you couldn't finish it, you were Machal Shabbos. So because of that, the Chazal asked you to do a bris. You did one before, and everything was worked well, then you could do it again. So I had a case where a young man followed me around for a year, and he really watched every bris, and he's waiting, can't wait, nobody's going to give him a bris before his own. Lo and behold, David shot him gehof, and he had a baby boy, and the boy was born on Shabbos. So you know what you feel like this. No, what should I do? You know, Rav Wein used to say, Yoshev Bashmaim Yitzchak. They used to laugh sometimes. It's a sense of humor. You wanted a boy? I gave it to you. You want to be mine? I gave it to you on Shabbos. Now what do you do now? So the younger man come. I mean, he was always mishamish with me. So he asked me, do you have any Russians this week? So not a Russian. The guy is local anesthetic. The guy's lying at the table. He doesn't see who makes the cut. Now let him do the cutting. I said, but I don't know if the halach is the same. The reason is that maybe when you make a bris on your own child, you can faint. I'm a Russian who's an adult, can't see anything, and I'm there with you, and he's anesthetized, he doesn't move. Maybe that's not valid enough to be considered you made a bris. So I don't know what the halach is. I said, I'll be happy to have that. We have one. But before we do this, there was a poisek in Baruch Park, the Bronx of Baruch Park, the Moshe Bik. I don't know if you heard of him. Moshe Bik was a gewaltige poisek, and a very clear-headed person, and he knew where mitzvahs belonged to. Figured, let me call him up. I used to ask him a lot of shilas as well. This I can call Tetzis Rol, Tetzis Kravosner. So I used to look. So I went to the Moshe Bik, and I spoke to him on the phone, and he says, Mitzad halocha, vada. Yeah, it's good. And Shechroch Sheta daf machan ein bris. You have to do one bris, that's valid. But why does he want to do it? Who are the such a mishigas? You want to do your own child. So now he, the Moshe Bik, was a mumche in Mila, Shechita, and Ksav. Ksav is his Paskin child, is all this, because he lived in America, maybe he was even born in America, in the Bronx, and he went to YU, he was a Talmud of Yitzchak Elchanan, but his father was a Orof from Russia, and he learned Rishimish and Rabbonis, and because he didn't know what the matzah of America, so he learned Ksav, Shechita, Mila, and he was proficient in all of them. And he knew, I'll give you an example. Okay, so he tells this young man, why do you want to do it? So he says, look, I'm following the Moil for a year already. I want to become a Moil. And he asks me, Aves was a tut? So he says, yeah, I think he knows what he's doing. Weil as nicht, tun wir nicht. Welchen gehört das an sich? Der Björnissen Steif hat gesagt. He says, there was a poisek in America. Der Björnissen Steif came from Europe. It was ungenommen as a big poisek. He has Chuvis Marie Steif. He said, "Ich bin neigerig. I want to know if it would be a mitzvah to do a bris before your chasana, not when you're a baby. Would you choose to do it yourself because it's a bigger mitzvah, or would you take the best doctor, the best moil? Avad, you would take the best moil. So just because your child can't answer you, that's why you're going to do it yourself. I mean, just because he can't tell you, I'm accurate. So this was, but Moshe Bik was very, you know, you shouldn't do it." Moshe Big, by the way, was a gewaltige, straightforward. I was sitting by him once, we're discussing certain shaylas, and a young man came in with a shayla on a chicken. You could see on the shayla on a wing of a chicken if it's kosher or not. And it's obvious the chicken wasn't kashered. You could see it. So, I mean, in today's day and age, a chicken is not kashered. He asks him, it's not going to be kashered. No, this chicken wasn't salted yet. No, we salt at home. So why do you salt at home? He's a machmer. He doesn't want to. So who does the salting? He says, my wife. Did he get it from Moshe Big? You have a chumrah and you make your wife do it? Why don't you do it? So he turns to me and says, you know, that since I'm a young man, I once went to a bakery in the Bronx and I realized he's not makpid on taking challah. So then I made up my mind that I don't eat any bakery bread. I bake my own bread. I knead my own dough. But I never asked my Rebbetzin to do it. I have a frumkat. I don't want to rely on the baker, so I'm going to make her do it. But when it comes, who takes the challah? I need it. And then I take it to my wife. She says, my dear, please take challah. It's your mitzvah. I have to know. My chumrah is my chumrah, but I'm not going to take away her mitzvah. The minute Yisrael is that a wife takes challah. The mother of the house takes challah. So even if I have my frumkite and I'm working on my frumkite, he says, by the way, I kasher also, but I kasher at home, not she. And this was the rough. He says, besides, you want a frumkite, you know. So he says, I don't take away the broch and the mitzvah from my wife. So then I realized that when he says, don't do the bris, he doesn't want to take it away from the father. He knows exactly what belongs to where. But then he tells me, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, when you go more in soft at a place of the Mila, how do you make a broch Amila? Tony Rabbonon, Hamal Mevorech al Amila, Avia ben Mevorech Lachni Sebevisoi. So, Gornish Angefan for the Chazal that the father is the Moil? No. The Derech Oilem is the Chazal knew that there's Avia ben and there's a Moil. So, Hamal Mevorech like this. If not, the Gemara would say, Tony Rabbonon, Avia ben Oimeshte Brochas, Vim Achar Amoil, the Chazal don't say that. And I'll say, Porsche, this is the way it's done. So, Mamela. But people come with the frumkite that, you know, there's a famous machloik of the Shach, the Ketzois. If you're allowed to make a shlich by Mila. What do you mean, if you're allowed to make shlich by Mila? The Shach is mashman chosh mishpat. You might wonder how this gets to chosh mishpat, because it has to do if somebody takes away mitzvah from somebody else, if you have to pay for it. So, it depends whose mitzvah it is. So, the shail is if somebody took away a mitzvah from a bris from a father, the father wanted to do the bris, you have to pay him. Could the father tie in it's my mitzvah, or is it not his mitzvah? What is if the father gave it to another moil? And then, what's the halacha? So there the shach is mashmed, that you cannot be mechabit somebody else to do a bris. So the Ramad in Daka Moshe brings in Arzurua. The Arzurua says, "Mi odam shahu moil, person who's a moil, and he wants to give it to somebody else, also he's not allowed to do that." So the Ramad in Daka Moshe, Tzorachian, what's different than any other mitzvah? Truma is a mitzvah for me to do it. I can make a shliach to do it. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah for me to do it. I can do it. Everything else. The Chazal say, mitzvah boy, yosem, mibishlucha, but to be also to make a shliach? Tzorechi, and I don't understand what's the difference. There's no difference in this. And you would wonder, Moshe, is this man a Rosha? What do you mean? A man could do a bris. Well, why do you want to be mechabit somebody else? I mean, a man is a beautiful cipher. It's going to be mechabit somebody write parashas for my son. That doesn't make sense. I mean, you think those are he is talking about. Narishkeiten. I had a case where similar, a young man who was a Talmud, and his father was a moil, but his father couldn't teach a mila, didn't have so many brisen, so I taught him mila, fine. So he did two of his own children, and by one, the sandik was his shver, the other one was his shviga's father. He had a third son, and we'd like to give his father sandik kovas. Lo and behold, his shver's father arrived from Eretz Yisrael. Elter Mensch came to America for a chasana. Now he has to give him sandik. What was he going to do with his father? I mean, it's already the third son, and he feels very bad. He gave it twice to his wife's side, and now here's father. I can't give him sandik while the zed is gekumen. Yeah, the tater at moichel zabe kendut. You know what? Tati, you do the bris. You're a moil also, you do the bris. So here you have a case with the person, Odom Shehu Moil. He's a moil. He could do the bris himself, and he would do it himself. But because of certain family situations, so he called up to discuss with me, now what do we do? What should I do? Am I allowed to do it? Am I not allowed to do it? According to Dar Zeru, I'm not allowed to do it. according to the Ramah, I'm allowed to do it. The Ktzoy says I'm not allowed to do it. The Shach is Mashma, I'm not allowed to do it. Other Achronim, the place, he says you're allowed to do it. Vazalichton. I can't paskin this. I'm going to tell you what you're paskin, like the Ktzoy said, the place, or whatever I'm going to tell you. Let's go, let's wrong. So he called up. And Shumvasa says, look, Rav Poiskim say you're allowed to make a shliach. Here you want to not do it. We paskin, ein asei doicha asei, because my ulma, the high asei, me high asei. What's one asei more? But here, if you're not going to do the bris, you mekayim kibedav, giving it to your father. Leave it with that. Since according to Rav Poiskim, you're allowed to make a shliach liketkele, and even according to the Poiskim, you're not allowed to do it, but you're not stam giving it away, you're using it an opportunity to be mechabed your father. So that's where the psak was that you couldn't do it in such a case. But it doesn't usually happen in these cases. But anyway, there are more paskins in Dark and Moshe, you're allowed to make a shliach. But when a young father comes, you know, I'd like to make the cut myself. I say, first of all, the Arzerua and the Ktzois say, Odom Shehu Moil, you're not a moil. You just want to cut, do that. The worst part is that when you ask him 3 days later, do you remember what you did? There's a lot of anxiety when you do your son. There's emotion. There's everything. It's ma'aseh koyf ta'alma. It's like monkey saw, monkey do. You know, you don't ma'aseh koyf. That's what it means. Monkey done. You know, you didn't do anything. You don't remember you did it. You hardly remember you made a brocha. So there's no mail in it. Besides that, unfortunately, even though the mail prepares, many times we have to repair after that. So, that's something. So even though mitzvah sasei alav lumeles benoy, you could be yoitza and do mini goylims to do it the regular way. The shaila is, we had a case, what is when the father's a guy? Mother is Jewish. The child needs a bris. The child is a regular Jew. So what do you do? Who decides? The moyer. Actually, the bezdin has to do it. So if there's a grandfather, the grandfather calls. Or sometimes the woman herself calls, or whatever it is. But there's no chiv of the av. The moyer is not a shliach of anybody. The moyer is a shliach of bezdin. But every bris is a shliach of bezdin. I once asked Rav Schwab, Zal, Robin in Washington Heights, Rav Shimon Schwab. We do Russian adults in America, and we mechabit somebody to come and be sandik. You know, he comes and he gives him a nice gift or pays for the suda, and he puts his hand under that, and he makes lachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. Now, these people who are sandik, it's a nice kovet, you know, he goes home, right? Tells his wife, you have to have a fleshy kesuda. I was sandik today. It's all very nice. Or maybe he takes out the young man to a restaurant, gives him a nice supper. Everything's beautiful. But can he pater from tachnan? We make up in advance that tomorrow we'll have a case, 11 o'clock, the 15-year-old boy. Yankel, you want to be sandik? Yankel's very happy. This is sandik. Now, Yankel's diving in his minion. Pashtetzik comes in the morning, wears his nice suit and tie and cufflinks. Yankel, what happened today? I'm a sandik today. Who had a baby? No, a baby. It's an adult. I'm going to Brooklyn. I'm going to do it. Everything's nice. Now, suddenly a fight breaks out in shul. Yes, tachnan, no tachnan. And this would happen on day breaks. I asked Rav Schwab once. Now, Rav Schwab was from the Yekish Kehillah. Yekis always say tachnan. Not to say tachnan by Yekis is almost an aveira. My friend here will tell you, okay? When I come to KAJ, sometimes in the morning, the Rav will ask me, meaning to say, don't come. If I'm not a regular mispalan in the shul, why I come today? Should I have a wrist of pater? And the Rav doesn't very much like if I come. You know that. Okay. Anyway, so I figured if I ask Rav Schwab, I'll get a clear answer. So Rav Schwab says, Avada, you put it from Tachnan. Do you know what sandik means? He asks me. I hear my mother for many years. Avada, I know what sandik is. Sandik, Avada, sandik. And what does the word sandik mean? I say, sandik. I'm starting to think quickly. I mean, something which is so obvious, you never think of it. What is it? What is matzah? Matzah, one with eat. Matzah means it's not good. Well, you don't think. Sandik means who holds the baby. No, that's avadanish. That's not pshat. You don't have to hold the baby. That's not sandik. So he says, look in the Orach, and the Medrash brings sandikus. Sandikus is a Latin word for syndicate. You know what a syndicate is? So I went to high school, I know what syndicate is. And what does syndicate mean? My lawyer is going to tell you exactly what a syndicate is. A syndicate means when a group of people get together and one represents the whole group. This is a syndicate. We got together as a group and one person represents the whole group, That is the group is the syndicate, and he's the syndicus. He's the one who represents the. He says the Rambam paskins that Mila is not only Av, if Miloy Molay Av is Mechuyev Bezden Lamoila, Bezden Estamale. Not Bezden, because Bezden is going to go to every bris and do what? So Klal Yisrael is a syndicate. The Sandik is the syndicus. He represents the group that's responsible for this investment. This investment is a Mila. The Sandik by every bris serves as the Shliach Bezden to be the person who is responsible for this bris. He says the old minute used to be Taket, and when the person was a Sandik, he always bought a special gift for the baby because that was his. He brought him into the child. So he says, Mamele by an adult bris is the same thing. I'm sorry. No, but have an eye. So he said, but in this case, the person who is Mekabel upon himself that I want to take care of this bris is the Shliach of Bezden for this bris. So he is the syndicus for this syndicate. Mamele, Patas from Tachnan, sure. He represents Bezden, and he's Mechuy for this bris. Maybe if we have another chance, another time, I don't know. What?
By an adult.
Yeah, so that's to say, he represents Bezden.
No,
he just stands there. He makes the